power to serve，
带着能力来侍奉
，power to endure，
带着能力来忍耐
difficult people and difficult circumstances。
我们会碰到许多困难的情形与一些困难的人
，power to overcome，
要有能力来得胜
，power to fulfill the purpose God has for your life。
我们必须有他的能力来完成神在我们生命中所定规的目的
，and for our life together，
而且也是为着我们团体的目的。
And power to reach God's end，
靠着神的能力来达到神最终的。
Thirdly, fire speaks of attraction。
第三，这个火说到一种吸引力。
Everyone notices a fire。
每一个人会注意火。
As soon as there's a fire, you see everyone standing and gazing, looking, amazing, really。
每一次你看到哪里有火，你就会发现有人就开始看火火火。
I was once in Hong Kong and walking, I think, down Nathan Road, and we could not get anywhere because of the crowd, and it wasn't a normal crowd.
有一次我记得在香港弥敦道上，我们满路都挤的人，动都不能动。
And finally we asked, well, what is it? And they said, oh, right down the road there's a big fire.
然后我们问什么事情啊？有人说，哦，在这个路的那一边有火，有火。
And everyone was standing looking，
每一个人都在那边看，东看西看。
There's nothing like a fire that attracts people。
所以你看到火有一个吸引力的。
It is extraordinary。
我很稀奇。
Fire attracts，
火能够吸引。
When there is the fire and flame of the Holy Spirit, there is a witness and a testimony in the people.
所以你如果看见圣灵与火的工作的时候，你就会发现这里有耶稣的见证。
You shall be my witnesses, the Lord.
因为耶稣对他的门徒说，你们要做我的见证。
John spoke of holding the testimony of Jesus。
约翰告诉我们要持守耶稣的见证。
It's a matter of fire。
那这是靠火。
It was the lampstand。
你看到这个金灯台。
Seven lamps on fire。
这七个灯台上都带着火。
It wasn't an antique。
这里不是讲个古董吗？
It wasn't just a valuable work of art，
也不是一个艺术品啊。
It was fire，
这里重点是这里有火。
It gave light，
这里有光。
Fire，
火。
When there is fire in an assembly，
在一个聚会中有火的话
，men and women get saved，
男人女人要得救。
Not once a year，
不是一年一次。
Every week，
每一个礼拜应该有。
Men and women get saved，
有人得救。
They're attracted by the fire，
因为他们被火吸引来了。
Something amongst these people，
在这群人当中。
It's not just them，
不是仅仅他们。
Something else，
在他们中间还有别的。
It is the fire of God，
乃是神的火焰。
And then they hear the voice of God，
然后才听见神的话。
Just as Moses heard the voice of God，
就好像
out of the flame in the thorn bush，
摩西当年在那个荆棘的火焰中看到的异象是一样的原则。
Oh brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
isn't it sad that we have become lukewarm？
今天是何等的可怜，我们好像已经进到不冷就不热的情况。
Affluent，
我们都富有了。
Comfortable，
我们也都很舒适了。
When this happens，
当我们在这种情况里
，Rigor mortis sets in。Rigor mortis is what happens when someone dies。
那么死亡就进来了。
They become stiff，
开始僵化。
rigor mortis.
僵化,
the medical term, Latin medical term. Never mind. You all know when a person dies, within an hour or two, they're stiff.
他像一个人进入死亡以后，他的身体越来越硬。
When the fire dies down, there's only a smell of smoke.
当这火开始要灭的时候，慢慢你闻到的只是烟的味道。
But when the smell of smoke is gone, it's death.
当烟消失的时候，只剩下死亡。
Then we crystallize.
我们变结晶化了。
Systematize.
系统化了。
Institutionalize.
变成一个组织的。
It is the lesson of church history.
这就是过去教会的历史。
It has happened to every single movement of the Spirit of God in the history of the church.
你去读发现每一个神的工作在历史中的发展就是这样的一个过程。
By the second, third, fourth generation,
来到第二代、第三代，甚至到第四代
，rigor mortis,
僵化开始发生。
Sad, isn't it?
这是何等的悲惨。
Will you permit me to say something?
你允许我这样说吗？
Some 80 years ago,
八十年前
the fire of God fell upon some Chinese believers in mainland China.
圣灵的火临到在中国的一些基督徒身上。
And it spread everywhere.
那个火焰向各方发展。
No matter that there was opposition.
不管什么样的反对的力量。
No matter that it was misrepresented.
不管甚至有什么错误。
It was exactly what I've been talking about.
这就像我刚刚所说的。
There was fire.
那个时候带着火。
People went out into the streets to reach the unsaved.
人到街头上布道。
They came as if were in a testimony.
因为他们里面有一个见证
Men and women got saved.
男人女人得救
And the power was such that many of those dear brothers and sisters won the martyr's crown.
那个圣灵的能力运行到这么强烈，有些人为这个见证上寻道
Where is the fire today?
但是今天这个火到哪里去了呢？
Where is the fire today?
今天火到哪里去了？
We have the truth.
我们有真理。
But do we see it?
但是我们能够看到实际吗？
As our brother said this morning.
像今天早上我们弟兄教导。
The vision. When it's alive. Will transform people.
意象如果带着生命的能力，能够叫人改变。
But we can turn a living vision into dead doctrine.
但是我们常常把一个活的意象，把它变成一个死的教条。
Then the fire has gone.
火就不见了。
And we ourselves become as institutional.As systematized as any traditional denomination.
慢慢在这个情形里面，我们就变成一个组织、一个机构、一个宗派。
What an interesting story that was in Judges.
在四世纪里面有这样的故事。
God had cut them right down to 300 men.
神选了300个人。
300 men.
三百个男人。
How do you win a battle with 300 men?
你怎么样用三百人来打一个场？
And then the Lord had spoken to Gideon, and
神对基甸
这样说 "This is what you take with you."
你就带这么多人。
A trumpet,
带着一个号。
An empty pitcher,
带着一个空瓶。
Clay, earthenware pitcher,
空瓶。
And a torch,
里面有一个火把。
Now when you put a torch, a light.Inside the pitcher, it dies as if it is not alight.
如果你把一个火把往这个空瓶里面放的话，火焰就灭了，像一个不是个火把了。
So there's not enough oxygen.
因为里面没有氧气。
How do you win a battle with 300 trumpets, 300 earthenware pitchers, and 300 torches not held up but inside?
想一想，你怎么样带了300个人，拿着300个瓶子，里面装了这么一个火把，就想去打仗要打胜。
I mean, think.
想一想，这是很好笑。
This general is crazy.
这个司令员一定是一个神经病。
They blew the trumpet.
但是他们去。
Now listen carefully.
注意听。
They broke the pitchers.
他们把这个空瓶打
破。Immediately, the torches blazed into light.
马上这个火把就发出光芒来了。
Do you know what has happened to us?
对我们来讲什么意思
？We have the trumpet.
我们有号。
But the torch is in an unbroken pitcher.
但是我们的火把却包在一个没有打破的瓶子里。
No fire.
所以没有火。
Because there's no oxygen.
因为这里面没有氧气。
We need the breath of the Spirit of God.
我们需要神向我们吹气。
But the breath of the Spirit of God is no good unless the pitchers are broken.
但是神如果向我们吹气，而瓶子不打破没有用。
That's a living sacrifice.
这个打破的瓶子。
When the pitcher is broken,
当这个瓶子打破了
，then the oxygen comes.
然后氧气就来了。
And then the torch is blazed.
这个火把就点起来了。
And then the victory is won.
这样胜利就属于我们的。
Well, we must. My time's gone, but the last thing.
最后一点。
Fire speaks of persevering love.
火代表一个永远不放手的爱。
In the Song of Songs, this is how it is put.
在雅歌里面有这么一句话。
This is the Lord speaking to His child, to His own.
这是主对他自己的孩子所说的。
Chapter 8, verse 6, Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as Sheol.The flashes thereof are the flashes of fire, a very flame of the Lord. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, he would be utterly contemned.
雅歌八章六节，求你将我放在心上，如印记，戴在你臂上，如托记，因为爱情如死之坚强，记恨如阴间之残忍。所发的电光是火焰的电光，是耶和华的烈焰。爱情重水不能熄灭，大水不能淹没。若有人拿家中所有的财宝要换爱情，就全被藐视。
Fire speaks of love，
火说出爱。
A flame of the Lord，
这是。耶和华的火
Many waters cannot quench love.
重水不能熄灭。
Do you remember the words of the Lord Jesus?
记得主耶稣说过。
When a scribe came with a question,
有一个文士来问耶稣。
What he said, Master or Rabbi, is the greatest commandment.
Rabbi.什么是圣经中最大的诫命
？And Jesus said, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one."
耶稣说：“注意，以色列听啊，神是独一的神。
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength.
你当爱神，尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。
And the second he said is like to it.
其次也相反。
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
当爱你的邻舍，像爱你自己。
Upon these two hangs the whole law and prophets.
整个的律法与先知的道理就总结在这两个。
In other words, let me put it another way.
另外表达。
The whole Bible is summed up in this. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
整个的圣经可以浓缩在这两句话上，你当尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，其次也相反，要爱邻舍如同自己。
That is the heart of genuine service.
这个是侍奉的核心。
Is it not remarkable that the most amazing declaration of the essential nature of love is found in the first Corinthian letter?
这是何等的稀奇，在圣经中描述什么是爱的，是写在哥林多前书里头。
And it is found between in the very midst of a whole matter of the church, the way it meets, its character, its meetings.
而这一章圣经是写在描述神的家的聚会恩赐的运用中间。
He's been speaking about gifts.
他在那里讲到圣灵的恩赐
，about the members of the body，
讲到这个身体上的
，about building up，
怎么样把这个身体建立起来
？And then he says, I show you the most excellent way。
然后保罗就说，我要将更美的道指示你。
If you do not have love，
如果你没有爱
，then you're like a clanging cymbal，
你就像个鸣的锣。
Like a gong,
like 响的
鼓。You give your body to be burnt.
你就是一个声音。
Without love,
没有爱
it means nothing.
没有任何的意义。
If you have faith to move mountains,
你有千搬移山的信心。
And knowledge of mysteries,
也知道所有的奥秘。
And no love,
没有爱
it means nothing.
也没有意义。
And he says this, make love your aim.
保罗就说让爱作为我们的目的。
Well, dear brothers and sisters, I hope this hasn't been too much for you, but you remember what the Lord Jesus said to that wonderful church at Ephesus.
记得主对以弗所教会说了这句话。
I have this against you.
我有一件事反对你。
You have left your first love.
你离开了你起初的爱。
John's Gospel is probably Christian spoke so well this morning from is probably one of the most remarkable of the four Gospels.
约翰的这个福音，今天早上陈弟兄讲到这本福音是四本福音书最奇妙的一本。
It is tremendous.
非常的了不得。
So amazing the declarations of the Lord Jesus.
在这本福音书里面，主耶稣宣告他自己。
I am.
我是
the bread of life.
生命的人。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the door.
我是门。
I am the the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理、生命。
I am the true vine.
我是真葡萄树。
And at the heart of it.
在这中间。
Before Abraham was, I am.
亚伯拉罕之前，我就是。
And this tremendous gospel, which is not a history, it's an interpretation.
约翰福音不是讲一个历史，乃是一个解释。
This amazing gospel ends how?
这本福音书怎么结束的？
I would have thought the Lord would say to Peter and the others, "Have you got it?"
我想主耶稣应该问彼得，你到底懂了没有？
Have you understood what I was saying?
我这些年我讲的你懂了没有？
Do you understand those declarations? I am this and I am that.
我讲的这些，我是什么，我是什么，你搞清楚了没有？
He does.
主耶稣没有问这些话。
He asks this simple question.
主却问这个简单的问题。
Three times.
问三次。
And with this, this tremendous gospel ends.
在这一个问题里面，这本福音书结束了。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
Feed my lambs.
喂养我的羊。
And again,
再问
Peter, do you love me?
彼得，你爱我。
Tend my sheep.
牧养我的羊。
And again,
又一次。
This time he used a different word, Greek word for love, but we'll forget that for one moment. Do you love me?
第三次，他用不同的字，但是意思还是你爱我。
And Peter was irritated.
彼得就有点激
动。You know, Lord, I love you.
主啊，你知道我爱你。
Feed my sheep.
喂养我的羊。
This tremendous gospel.
这个伟大的福音书。
This revelation of the divinity of the Lord Jesus.
这本福音书把主耶稣的神性启示给我们。
The Word become flesh and dwelling amongst us.
这一个道成肉身住在我们中间的。
It ends with a question.
这样结束在一个问题上。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
It's no good you writing theological treaties.
你如果只是写一篇神学的论文，这一点价值都没有。
Answering wonderful doctrinal questions.
或者你回答一个非常重要的神这个教义的问题也没有用。
Not even a question of working your fingers to a bone.
或者说你用你的手做一点什么事情。
The question is, do you love me?
只有一个重要问题，你爱我吗？
Fire keeps alive first love.
只有火能够保持这个起初的爱持续到底。
It means that your love will grow more and more to the day of Jesus the Messiah.
只有这个火能够保持我们对他的爱一直到见他的面。
Here is service.
这个就是侍奉。
Love for him.
爱他。
Unconditional love,
无条件的爱他。
For him, and love for the flock.
然后爱你的群羊。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Beloved Lord, we have to confess
亲爱的主，我们必须承认
that fire in many of our hearts has died down.
你爱的火在我们许多的人心里面 已经消失了。
In some, it may have gone out altogether.
甚至到一个地步，连影子都没有。
Oh Lord, by Your Holy Spirit,
主啊，靠着你的圣灵
，touch us，
求你再摸到我们。
We don't want strange fire.
我们不要那个反火。
We want that flame of the Lord.
我们要耶和华的火焰。
We want that fire that comes by the Holy Spirit.
我们要从圣灵来的火焰。
We want to claim our portion in the fire.
我们要求我们那一份在中间。
Know that Holy Spirit coming upon us.
求圣灵的火来到我们中间。
To enable us to do what we cannot do ourselves.
让我们能够做人不能做的事。
And be what we can never be in ourselves.
让我们成为我们自己永远不能成为的人。
Lord, hear our cry.
主啊，听我们的呼喊。
And work upon us all.
求你在我们每一个人身上做你的工。
We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.